Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, Infection Prevention Coordinator at Pella Regional Health Center. Jen Henley joins us on today's program to talk about the 2018-19 influenza season. It's that time of year again. We are talking flu season here throughout all of really the Northern Hemisphere and here in Central Iowa. And that means, of course, we're talking about the flu vaccine. First of all, let our listeners know why it's such an important part of medicine and fighting the spread of the flu and the various strains that will be active this year.
So the influenza shot is the number one recommended intervention for anybody to have, especially during this time of year. Influenza season runs October through March, but it can last a couple weeks longer, as we saw last year. Last year was a really bad season. So despite the shot maybe not working quite as well, the shot still, even if it doesn't always prevent the flu, it'll help lessen your symptoms. So it's still very important to get. So the CDC is still recommending that and trying to get that by the end of October, mid-November. Once you get the shot, it takes about 2 weeks for your body to create the antibodies to help you fight the flu or lessen the severity of those symptoms.
And that's why it's important to get it early in the season, so that way your body can be ready for the strains it will protect against, but also those it doesn't.
Correct. Yes. And especially it peaks at different times of seasons and stuff. So that's why the CDC, you know, there is no exact time, but they do make those recommendations just back on previous data and what seasons were showing us before. So we try to go with that. And yeah, it's important to take care of ourselves.
In terms of dispelling some of the myths, a lot of people feel like they get the flu because they get the flu shot, or they feel like they don't need it because they've never had the flu before. Why, in your mind, you know, are those myths and not actual truth? And why is it so important for as many people as they can to get it?
So if you look back on our history of influenza, we had many, many people dying from influenza. It's still one of the number one things that can, during the flu season, kill people due to complications with other health things. So the vaccine, like any vaccine, is out there to help give people their best chance. And I understand there is a lot of myths and misunderstandings. And if you truly are not meant to have the vaccine, that is a discussion to be having with your doctor. If you have a reaction or anything like that, they are the ones that help can guide you with that as well. But overall, it's for your prevention. There are other people who can also not get the vaccine, either due to their own health issues that they can have or their age. And so we are also doing it not only to protect ourselves, but also to protect them. Influenza is very virulent. You can spread it 24 to 48 hours before you even realize you have it. So to me, that is for those things, just to really make sure you're getting that shot. It is very helpful.
What are the kinds of things you are hearing about the upcoming season in terms of how it went in the Southern Hemisphere and how things have been recovering since, as you mentioned, a very busy year last year?
Yeah, so last year was pretty busy and severe, and we saw just definitely higher rates overall. This year, as we're watching the Southern Hemisphere, we usually watch the rates in Australia, and so far they've been reporting very low, which is very beneficial to us. That indicates that we'll have hopefully a lower season as well, and just not as severe in regards to symptoms and overall rates and everything.
And now the flu can be very easily spread. And one thing that last year you actually had to do was you had to prevent visitors from coming in the building for a while. It's one of those things that sounds like it's obvious on paper, but if you're sick, you probably shouldn't be going anywhere.
Yes, we do want to encourage people, if you are starting to notice that you're coming down with the flu. So the signs and symptoms of that are, symptomology with flu is very more sudden onset. So like that high fever, that cough, the body aches, those types of things. If you're having those, we encourage you to stay home from work, stay home from those public events, stay home from visiting people in the hospital, because in the hospital, people are definitely in a more compromised situation. So we don't want to be spreading that as well necessarily. But if you definitely feel like you need treatment, please do call and get into your provider or come into our ER so we can help you as well.
If people wanted to get the flu vaccine from Pella Regional and the various clinics, there are opportunities coming up over the next month or so.
October through about the middle of November here in Pella, and our Pella clinic specifically, we have Saturday morning where you can come in, and it's a walk-in more to get your flu shot. If that doesn't work for you, please call and make an appointment and we'll get your flu shot done for you.
Once again, that was Infection Prevention Coordinator at Pella Regional Health Center, Jen Henley. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.